Chapter 5. The Gift of Wisdom. Do you have enough fear of God not to question His Word? The Eternal Vision. Dear Debbie, how can I have a merry heart when my husband treats me harshly? Do I just pretend he is a good man instead of a lazy TV-watching selfish jerk? Do I just let him walk on me? How can I have a merry heart when all I feel is pain? Linda. Dear Linda, you have two choices. You can doubt God and say, I know God does not expect me to honor this mean man. Or you can say, God, I know your word teaches me to be a woman who is there to help meet all of my husband's desires and dreams. Make me that woman. God made you to fulfill this eternal vision. Until you embrace that divine plan for your life will never make sense. You will always be struggling. When you can finally let go and believe God, life will become so simple that you won't have to wonder what you should do. You will know. This eternal vision will change your mind, thus changing your actions. And, most importantly, it will change your reactions. Ask God for wisdom to become the very best helpmeet. Debbie. It doesn't take a good man, or even a saved man, for a woman to have a heavenly marriage, but it does take a woman willing to honor God by being the kind of wife God intended. It takes one woman willing to be a helpmeet, a suitable helper. If you look at your husband and can't find any reason to want to help him, and I know some of you are married to men like that, then look to Christ and know that it is He who made you to be a helper, to be a helpmeet. You serve Christ by serving your husband, whether your husband deserves it or not. For many ladies reading this, it will take a miracle for you to have a merry heart, to be joyful and full of thanks. Think of it, God performing a miracle in you. The challenge is bigger than you. You will need an eternal vision. You will need to take God at His word and become a helpmeet for His sake, knowing you are fulfilling your mission here on earth. You are being God's helper on earth. Women who have difficulties in their marriages usually follow their feelings and just react. But you must stop trusting your hurt responses or the advice you receive from the world. For today's media communicates a worldview that is skewed at best. You're not thinking from God's perspective. But the good news is that God is prepared to give you divine wisdom just for the asking. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men and women liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. James 1:5. It is a gift, but it is not given unless you ask for it. Just think of all the wisdom Christian women could have if they would only ask. A woman's calling is not easy. To allow someone else to control your life is much harder than taking control of it yourself. It can be a challenge, even for veteran wives. Don't despair. With wisdom from on high, you can be the woman God uses, if not to change that old man into a wonderful fellow, then at least to ease your own burden and become a heavenly bride fit for the Son of God Himself. God very clearly spelled out to us exactly what He expects of us as wives. His plan is eternal. It involves more than just our relationship with our husbands. God designed marriage to be an earthly pattern of the divine marriage of Christ and the church. In God's design, we play a leading role. Therefore, God left no margin for error of misunderstanding. His word speaks abundantly and clearly of our role.